a lot of work, a lot of good work, guys working hard. Excited about playing.
Josh is going to be on the field Sunday. What do you expect to see?
What I've been seeing in practice. He's pretty talented. Very talented.
Any kind of pitch count or anything on him, or do you see going to be, you know, let him rip?
Let her rip. Pitch count. But this guy, no. I mean, it's been, what, 3 years, you guys say? I want 3 years of that pitch count back out there right now. No, he's done a good job this week. He's worked extremely hard, and, you know, I think he's excited about playing. You know, it'd be a big day for him, you know. But, again, I don't want to make it too big, you know, at the same time. Like we said, I mean, he hadn't played in 3 years. It's still going to be a little different for him. I don't care what anybody says. But we got to transition him through that and help him through it. And I think he'll go play well, though.
Will you talk to him personally about that? Just, look, I know you're excited to be out there. Mm-hmm. This is one step.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the first opportunity, hopefully, of many. And hopefully he'll take advantage of it by the way he plays. He's done a real good job of preparing. But as we know, that just gives you an opportunity to play the game well on Sunday. But he's got to go do it.
Pressure on him, Hugh. I mean, here he is. He hasn't played in a long time. He has to play straight, and everybody's counting on him. What is that pressure going to be like?
You know what? I don't know that this young man feels pressure. I really don't. I can't tell you what's inside of him. I just, the way he goes out and competes and practices and what I've seen thus far, he's, you know, same Josh and having a good time and making plays and doing what he needs to do. But probably inside, I'm sure there'll be some things rolling through his head that he'll work through. But we'll be there to assist him, that's for sure.
Are you comfortable saying he will start?
Am I comfortable saying that? Heck yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, he's going to start right away.
You say you don't want to make too big a deal out of it.
Yeah, but that's not a big deal. I mean, you got to play your – well, I guess what I'm saying, you got to play your good players, right? I mean, for you guys to ask me now, I'm kind of surprised you would ask. Yeah, he's going to start.
Because he hasn't played so long, how do you think the Chargers are going to handle him? I mean, will they – you think they'll treat him like the all-pro he was a couple of years ago?
I don't know. You know, I mean, they may. I mean, I think they're going to do what they do. You know, they're playing good right now. So I don't think they're going to make any adjustments yet, you know, until we make them. So I think they see him as a player who's played. There's not a lot of tape on him, you know, over the last several years. And so I'm sure people are not sure what he is. Hopefully that's an advantage to us right now.
Back the end of 2014, he got like 15, 16 targets in that game. Do you think it's important not to force the throws to him?
Yeah, we're not gonna force balls. You know, a quarterback still got to throw the ball where it's supposed to go. You know, but you know, we'll have things specific for him, things for Corey. We'll have things for all our guys. You know, and hopefully, when their number's called, they can make those plays.
Talk to Deshaun, because Brian Hoyer fell into that trap. He admitted, like, I just got fixated on Josh Gordon and trying to get him the ball. Do you have that talk with Deshaun?
Yeah, I don't. I think the interceptions will tell Deshaun all he needs to know. That interception number he has, yeah, he gets it. You know, we got to go play efficient football and take care of the football so the quarterback understands you got to put the ball where it's supposed to be, throw it to the right person.
Do you think he really has a grasp of your playbook and the routes that he needs to run?
Mary Kay, he really does. I've been surprised. I've been pleasantly surprised that way. You know, again, there was a lot of carryover from the last time when he was here during the summer. And, I mean, he did a great job in the conditioning piece of it once they let him back in the building. And we did some things from a script standpoint with him. And he's been right on, you know, all week. So, again, now it's the game, the anxiety of playing the game. First game back, you know, playing the Chargers in Los Angeles. Now he's got to couple all that with, you know, remembering what to do, how to do, where to line up. So it's a lot of stuff that he's got to work himself through, but I think he's up to the challenge.
Can help other parts of the offense, even the running game? I mean,
oh, he can. No, he's a different guy. He's a different player, you know. He's talented.
Well, what is the defense? I mean, in what ways would a defense kind of adjusting to a talent like that open things up?
I've seen teams have to put two guys on guys like these, you know, and play a different style of defense to account for these kind of guys. You know, when he's rolling and playing like we all know he can play, I mean, he's a force. So that's a good situation to have as an offensive coach.
Their receiver, Keenan Allen, what makes him so effective? And he's had a bunch of big games in a row.
Yeah, he's probably one of the better route runners in the National Football League. His quickness, his suddenness, his ability to sink his hips and get in and out of breaks, you know, when you watch him move his ankles, I hate to say it that way, but his ankles are like he can stop and move and go in another direction really quickly and stay at full speed. So, I mean, he's a good player, really is.
What about Casey Hayward for them? He's one of the better corners. And
competes. You know, he's a Pro Bowl corner. You know, he competes, gets his hands on balls. He's always contesting catches, you know, and I think he studies the game. I think he's probably a real good student of the game and understands what offensive teams are trying to do, and he makes plays.
I didn't talk about going back to L.A. yesterday for a minute, but do you still have a bunch of people back there where you get to see?
A ton. Honestly, not. I'm trying not to. You know, again, there'll be some people that'll come to the game, I'm sure, but, you know, this is really about the team. You know, I try to do everything I can to make sure that I keep our team up and going and our coaches and everybody who comes on our trip. That's what it's all about. So, you know, the summers and those times are for times for me to get with my family and friends and all that. We got a game to play. Like I told our guys, you know, this is a business trip. You know, we'll come back to L.A. another time during the summer and have some fun. But right now we got to go try to find a way to win a football game.
Seen that stadium?
I've been there. I haven't seen it since they've, you know, made it the way it is. Yes, sir. I have not.
Good. Can you say if you've made a decision on the backup quarterback?
Honestly, I haven't yet. You know, those guys have practiced and done what they've done. I will tomorrow at some point.
What are you weighing there, Hugh? Because it seemed like when Hogan came in as a backup, he was riding a lift, but Cody hasn't.
Right, the system, what we're trying to accomplish this week, you know, both of those guys have different strengths, you know, things that they do well. So, you know, if our game plan is trying to do certain things, and I think if one fits a little bit better than the other, then we'll do it that way.
What would you say is Cody's strength?
I'm sorry?
What is Cody Kessler's
strength? I think Cody obviously has played. He's played more football, you know, as a backup quarterback for us and as a quarterback for us. So, his experience and being in the system, those are the things that he understands. Obviously, Kevin's done some good things too, some really good things this year. So both of these guys, but I think, you know, obviously Cody's played a little bit more. So that's what you asked me, what was his strength, the fact that he's played in games. You know,
I suppose he gets sacked so often. When he's in there, it's like a sack of series.
What did you just say at the end of that?
I mean... It seems like every series he gets sacked.
Okay, I got you. No. I mean, he's been in some tough situations. He really has. I mean, obviously, he wants to get the ball out of his hand. Hadn't been able to do that, so he's got to improve in that area. There's no question about that.
Jay Plummer, I don't know if you're aware of this, but he threw your name out there in relation to Arizona State.
Oh, my gosh.
Fit out there, and, you know, it's that time of year where just names and rumors get floated. How do you feel about your name being floated out there in regards to just any general openings?
Well, first of all, I have a lot of respect for Jake. You know, Jake played quarterback for me, so I'm sure I don't follow all that, just so you know, but no, I'm not worried about those things. I mean, it's always good to have your name thrown places, but my goal and what I want to accomplish is I want to help turn around this organization. That's what I came here for, and I'm not running from this. You know, it doesn't feel good or look good. I've said that before. We're going to win here. I truly believe that, you know. And that's what I came here for. We just got to go do the things that we need to do to get this organization headed in the right direction. And hopefully I'm going to be a huge part of that and for a long time. And that's what I believe and that's what I feel. And that's, you know, what I'm doing right now, coaching these Cleveland Browns to get better. Anything else?
You mentioned that that this is a business trip, but then you also, I think yesterday mentioned that, you know, you're going to let the guys, you know, whatever, go out on Friday
yeah.
and see some of LA. So what's the balance?
Yeah, I think it's really important when you take a trip like this, it's not to go put them in a hotel and treat them like, you know, they're inmates or something like that. I don't think that's right. You know, I want to be able to trust our guys. I was able to do that when we went to London, you know, and I think they know, I make it crystal clear what I expect and how it's going to be. And I think when you do that as a leader, it's easier for people to follow that, you know, so they know what the expectation is and they get opportunity because they don't have to just eat there in the hotel, you know, to be able to go someplace else and have dinner where you want to have dinner, decide you want to go to a movie. If there was a sporting event there that you'd like to go to, I want them to feel free that they can do that and have a normal Friday night for themselves. But there is bed check. You know, but there is a next morning wake-up call, you know, and there's meetings and those things that you got to be ready for, and that's my expectations for our team.
Is your Saturday practice at USC going to be anything different than a Saturday practice here?
No, sir, will not be.